Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
And welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show. It is quarter number three. I'm Jim Galante. He's Dustin Hawkinsmith. And Dustin, we've been chatting about the events of the weekend where the Penn State football team and coaches met with the media. A lot of interesting things came out of it. A lot of interesting quotes from James Franklin. And I want to put another quote out there from James Franklin, and I want to get your response to it. And it's a little bit about how they're developing, hopefully faster than they did a year ago when they were going through the COVID thing and everything else. Take a listen.
But I will say this, we're probably more aggressive than we've ever been in terms of the number of defenses we're seeing early in camp and the same on offense. Part of that is, I think, just kind of the style that we want to play and how we want to do it. And part of that is how we've been able to maximize the offseason walkthroughs from an NCAA and Big Ten perspective.
Dustin, what's your take on that?
So this quote came in between where James Franklin was talking about the offense and defense being complementary to one another. That's not a new topic for him. And it also was in between, I think, another quote just about how they're preparing for the season. This quote kind of touches on both ideas. Number one, you know, the idea of the offense and defense and special teams, all three phases being complementary. When I have heard that in the past, I've almost only thought of, you know, on game days, right? Where if the defense gets a stop inside the opponent's, 15-yard line, it creates field position for the offense. Or if the special teams, you know, makes a sound play to minimize how far a punt rolls or whatever, it's complementary to the offense. If the return game poses a threat, and that's something that opposing offenses and coaching staffs have to think about, that can complement everything. So that's how I thought about it. But James Franklin also touched on, you know, I think either before or just after this quote about preparing. You know, and if your defense is ahead of schedule, or if your defense is able to get to some different sub packages sooner, it gives your offense different looks that will help them throughout the season. So he was using this preparation thing as a jumping point into how those units can complement each other in practice. And I also feel like, you know, just again and again, it does seem like just reading between the lines that Penn State isn't taking anything for granted this offseason, this spring, you know, between spring and summer and right now, and how aggressive they're being in terms of seizing the day, you know, because they've been there and they've known. And I know all football programs have been through this, but, you know, not all of them went through as many low points as Penn State did last year. And to me, I mean, just a lot of what I'm seeing and reading and hearing is them really truly using that as a teaching point and a lesson that they're applying now, the urgency that they're approaching practice with.
It does appear to be that way. And we were talking about this a little bit off the air. And when we hear some of these quotes, we interpret it a little different. And sometimes we've heard something else before that kind of paints how we interpret it. And I know that James Franklin previously, he had talked about Mike Yurcich, and they want to get back to this being very aggressive on offense, and that Mike Yurcich is being very aggressive even in practice. Well, guess what? They're practicing against the defense, which has to respond to these things. So they've got to kind of up their game and what they're doing. And it sounds like both sides of the ball, it's not just because of what happened last year, but also there seems to be a little bit of a philosophical change with both coordinators. Whether it started with one or the other doesn't matter, but they both have to be a bit more aggressive to keep up with the other side of the ball.
And I think, you know, obviously as we have this conversation about their odds to rebound and what we can glean from that as we go through quotes and early practice notes, you know, the ability of Mike Yurcich to hit the ground running is a huge foundational thing to this team. And, you know, my early takeaway with him is that he shares a lot more attributes in common with James Franklin than Kirk Shiroka did. probably more than Ricky Ronnie did too. Maybe even some, you know, I think his general demeanor and his, you know, every little thing matters approach to the offense is more James Franklin than even Joe Moorhead was. So I think he's got a real kindred spirit at the offensive coordinator position, perhaps at a level that we haven't seen before, whether that's productive or whether that is meaningful and whether they have complementary things that they can build off of each other or whatever. But you are seeing it in practice where Mike Yurcich wants to have his hands on everything. And James Franklin, as a head coach, wants to have his hands on everything. And it's an interesting dynamic between head coach and coordinator, and that kind of, that push and pull of, are you executing what I want or are you executing what you want? And that sort of, you know, that line that's always shifting around. So, I think Mike Yurcich aggressive is a great way to describe his coaching style. And if that ends up benefiting the defense because he's pushing forward all the time, then it's also going to benefit the offense. And I think that's a very complimentary thing. And it sounds like James Franklin is grateful to have somebody who's going to push the envelope every day like that.
Well, let's get to a quote that James Franklin had where he did name drop Joe Moorhead. Let's take a listen.
Yeah, I think it's similar to that. I think if you look, even when we first got here at Vanderbilt, we had a lot of spread concepts. Then we kind of took it to a whole nother level with Joe. We're back to that. And, that's really kind of who we've wanted to be the entire time that we've been here.
Dustin, there's a lot of things you could take away from this small quote. He looked back with fondness to the Joe Moorhead days. He's thinking about, Mike Yurcich getting him there a bit. And name was not mentioned, but it certainly tells me a lot about what he thought about Kirk Ciarrocca also.
Which maybe hints at a real philosophical divide between these two. That's not to say that Kirk Ciarrocca wasn't a good coach or a good coordinator, but maybe just philosophically didn't fit in with what James Franklin was looking for. You're right. I mean, for him to say we're back to that, and for him to say that's who we wanted to be the entire time that we've been here, that obviously means that there was a stretch of time, whether that was one season under Kirk Ciarrocca or three seasons under Kirk Ciarrocca and Ricky Ronnie, where they weren't what they wanted to be. I'm not sure. But clearly, that seemed to me to paint a picture of why Kirk Ciarrocca isn't there anymore in one way or another. Whether Kirk Ciarrocca wasn't able to execute those things or didn't have that same vision for the offense and thought that his scheme and what he wanted to do was a better fit. Maybe that's part of the reason why he's not here. Certainly part of that reason is that Mike Yurcich, James Franklin has wanted him for a long time. So I think it was a combination of those things that he wanted to bring in Mike Yurcich and he didn't see a very good fit moving into the future with Kirk Ciarrocca. That's what I see and that's what I hear in this quote right here is that, we lost our identity and now we're back to having that identity. And I don't think that, I think you're always kind of conscious of the idea that you're chasing Joe Moorhead. How long are you going to chase Joe Moorhead for? There was only one of him, but I think just, schematically and what they're looking to try to do, it's not brand new. This isn't a unique concept. It's how you execute within the concept. And I think they're getting back to the spread idea that was so prominent under Moorhead. And it's now with Mike Yurcich's idea for executing it.
Exactly, Dustin. I think this is a good segue to another quote from James Franklin when he was commenting about the changes in offensive coordinator and what that means, especially like for the quarterback going through multiple offensive coordinators. Let's take a listen.
It's really more about we're running most of the same plays that we've always run, but it's the packaging. It's the presentation, whether it is huddling, whether it's going no huddle, whether it's lining up in multiple personnel sets, whether it's multiple personnel sets, whether it's empty, whatever it may be, it's the packaging of how you put it all together. And that's been fun.
All right, Dustin, what do you think? Are they going to be calling the same plays they always did, but just package them differently?
I mean, it's going to be the same. I think James Franklin's point was it's the same concepts. You're looking to put defenders in a conflict. You're looking to make them cover the entire field. That concept and how you get there is probably going to be roughly the same from one coordinator to the next. But you can take those concepts and you can package them up, as James Franklin alluded to, by putting guys in motion, by having different types of personnel and different types of looks, and getting creative with the aesthetics and the cosmetics of it, which really kind of make or break whether that concept is going to work on a consistent basis or not. To me, you know, my takeaway from him saying this is, if Mike Yurcich does his job, in a year or two, he's going to be wanted by other people. That could be an NFL offense. That could be as coordinator, perhaps, like Joe Brady did from LSU to Carolina. That could be a head coaching job at a Power Five school or whatever, what Joe Moorhead did when he left Penn State. So that could be any number of things. The point being that James Franklin has to have some kind of philosophy that he's going to carry into one hire to the next. Because if the Penn State program is as good as he wants it to be, this offensive coordinator position won't be the same for very long. He's going to be able to take that and parlay that and get that person their next big job. Like, look what Alabama is doing. Nick Saban's just churning through any number of different, you know, some used, some gently used, like Lane Kiffin, like Steve Sarkisian, Bill O'Brien, gently used, you know, and taking them and launching them into another platform. If Penn State is the program and has the offense that James Franklin wants, that's what they're going to have too. So I think the importance of having an idea, a scheme, a philosophy as a head coach that's going to carry with it through one offensive coordinator to the next, where they can put their stamp on it. They can have their wrinkles, but they really are, you know, when it comes down to it, executing the concepts that you want. And I think Mike Yurcich is doing that. Will maybe have a little bit more control over that than maybe some other offensive coordinators, just because of his experience and what he's done in the field. But this is a Penn State philosophy, and Mike Yurcich is now the guy to package that up in unique ways.
It definitely is that the case. But I also think James Franklin kind of wants to have it both ways. Gee, we've gone through four offensive coordinators in 4 or 5 years. No worries. That's not a problem because it's basically the same plays. Oh, our offense struggled last year? Don't worry about that because we have a completely different philosophy. We're back to how we were several years ago, you know, pushing guys downfield. We're spreading out. We're doing hurry up. So, and he may be completely right, you know, but you could also make some kind of the similarity that, you know what Army does is similar to what we're doing. They run the ball, they pass the ball. It's the same game. Well, guess what? There still are some very different philosophies going on. Dustin, that's it. Stick around. We've got more to come. Fans are back, and so is tailgating. That means GoPSURV.com is also back. Regular listeners of Keystone Sports know all about it. Drive your car to Happy Valley and an RV is there waiting for you. Tailgate nonstop from Friday to Sunday. Don't hassle with parking as a free shuttle will take you to and from the game. For more info, go to gopsurv.com or call Mark at 1-800-519-8467.
Hey y'all, it's Blake Shelton here, introducing y'all to the all-new American Brewed Smithworks Hard Seltzer Lemonade. Made for days when schedules are empty and coolers are full, Smithworks Hard Seltzer Lemonade is a perfect choice for celebrating good times. Available now in 4 Heartland-inspired flavors. Check out smithworksusa.com for a store nearest you.
Premium malt beverage with natural flavors. 5% ABV. Copyright 2021 Smithworks Beverage Company, Rochester, New York.